are listening to the Fundamentalist Podcast.
Until the light takes us, am I right, Bog?
Hello, one and all, and welcome into the Fundamentalist Podcast, where heavy metal is the law and court is always in session. On this very first episode of 2024, we still haven't let go of 2023, so we're going to be taking a look back on any records we may have missed that we think you, the listener, need to be made aware of. We'll also be telling you what we've been listening to, as well as what albums we're looking forward to in the year 2024. All this and more on this edition of the Fundamentalist Podcast. I'm joined, as always, by Richard Donahue. Hello, sir.
Hello, how are you doing this fine snowy day here in Boston?
Well, I'm not in Boston. I'm in Prague, but it is also a cold, snowy day. Snowy-ish. The snow kind of dissipated. The temperatures still dropped by like 15 degrees overnight, yeah. Which is not fun. Let's get to the metal, what everyone tunes in for. Let's start off with what we've been listening to. I will go ahead and start. I kicked off my 2024 by getting into Sabaton. Now, I know they've been around for a really long time, the Swedish band, all about
this year.
Yeah, like war, history, heroism, and things like that. But I've never really taken the time to dive into their brand of power metal. And holy shit, I took a deep dive. There's still so many more albums I should listen to. I listened to The Last Stand, Heroes, The Great War, and The War to End All Wars, and classic Disney level catchiness in all their songs. These dudes will have you converting to Christianity and ready to retake the Holy Land in like three tracks flat. I can't stop listening to it. Absolute earworms. Tracks like The Last Stand, The Unkillable Soldier, Primo Victoria, like just absolute anthemic bangers, one after another after another after another. And you know the Danny DeVito meme where he's just like in the theater, he's like, oh my god, I get it. That's exactly how I felt finally, yeah, after listening to Sabaton. Happy to call myself a fan, and I'll have to go and check that shit out now live whenever it comes through. A new band I discovered, this band called Sleep Wolf. They're signed to Heavy Psych Sounds. They put out a record called Sunbeams Curl in 2022. Holy shit. Really, really great psychedelic stoner doom, reminiscent of old school Black Sabbath. Tracks like Satan is King, Green Man Dead, Sex Magic Manifestation, Stoned Ape, and Toad Licker Mushroom Picker highlight what is an infinitely re-listenable album. 8 songs, 37 minutes long. Great piece of stoner doom that you should check out with that old school sound. Love it. On the opposite end of the spectrum, I had this band recommended to me. They're called Hyper Psychic. They put out an EP called Deeper Psychosis in 2022. I guess the best way I can describe them is utterly unhinged. They remind me of early Cattle Decapitation, Cephalic Carnage, and maybe a little bit of Napalm Death all thrown into a blender. Fantastic, though. Aggressive, chaotic, unhinged. That's the Mad Lib for this band. I've kind of gotten away from death metal here over the last few years, so I was really happy to get a quality death metal release recommended to me. So Hyper Psychics, Deeper Psychosis. Back to the black metal, though. Winter Eternal, their album Realm of Bleeding Shadows, is a great slab of melancholic, epic, melodic black metal. Actually comes to us from, yeah, Greek, yeah. Mostly a one-man project.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I've listened to it like a year or so ago.
I was going through the Spotify wormhole, and I thought I just stumbled on more Dissection Worship, but there's more to it here. And this record, Realm of Bleeding Shadows, is great. Hashtag spooky black metal castle supremacy. It's a great way to draw me in. Also, I've been listening to a lot of this band, Night. They're kind of like this classic heavy metal and hard rock put together. They're from Sweden. They have this infinitely catchy, old school, like hard rock, rock and roll vibe to them. Big, big fan. I was listening to their records, High Tides and Distant Skies, as well as Raft of the World. They've got some super catchy songs, really great guitar work, stuff that'll even remind you of bands like Foreigner. Like, not at all what I was expecting to get into, but tracks like Fire in the Sky will make you an absolute believer in this band. Really can't recommend them enough, especially if you want a little bit of a palate cleanse from like Holt as fuck production quality level black metal. Couldn't recommend this band more for that purpose. Knights, check them out. Richard, what have you been listening to?
What I've been listening to is kind of a little bit all over the place. Recently, I saw Horrendous and Outer Heaven, 27th of December. Fucking both bands fucking killed it. Got all my shit signed by the Horrendous guy. I got to meet him. Super cool dudes. But I was talking to my boy here, Kevin Curley. We're outside after the show. We were talking about like records that don't get a lot of love. And two of the ones that, you know, I thought was the people that knew about was 2013 Twilight of the Gods album, which was started off as like a tribute to Bathory that they did as one of those 70,000 tons of metal, and turned into a band where you had Nick Barker on drums, Alan Averill of Primordial on vocals, and the fellow who was in Mayhem and Rune Erickson, who is in Art of Noir, Mayhem, a whole bunch of other bands. And their 2013 record Fire on the Mountain, and it's been years to listen to it. And shit still fucking rules. Like Alan's singing capabilities is through the roof. The title track Fire on the Mountain, the opener Destiny Forged in Blood has this great chorus. This is the Heathens. Metal Call to Arms, just really, you know, fist pumping shit. And the track Sword Damocles, just great shit. Start to finish, I think it rules, but those songs really stand out to me. And another record, kind of the same vein, a super group, back from all the way back in 2006, their album Between Two Worlds. This band has Aboth, vocals, guitar, songwriting, Demonaz and lyrics, King from Gorgoroth, Icedale from the Slave. And Armageddia, who was in Classic Immortal, apparently. And it's basically straight up Motorhead, Bathory, classic metal worship.
What's this band name?
Between Two Worlds.
I thought you were talking about the basically Motorhead worship band that Aboth was in.
Is he in an... Oh, that's Bomber, I thought.
Yes, yeah. I thought that's who you were talking about at first.
This was but to me, this record smokes his fucking solo records. The first one's not that bad. The second one... not so much, in my opinion, but the opening track, Storm I Ride, the title track, Between the Worlds, it might be one of the heaviest riffs ever. Like, probably one of the best metal songs, I'd say, written post-2000s. Maybe hyperbolic, but ship rules. And the song, Day of North Winds. And from there, the other morning, I kind of woke up on the way to work and kind of just felt like List of World Day and solo record, Praise the War Machine, came out back in 08, still fucking rules. The song's Messenger. The Day the Rats Went to War, which has this fantastic James Murphy solo, and Equilibrium, the closer, are my favorite tracks. But there's also kind of lighter stuff on there, a little more kind of gothic singer-songwriter. You call it a little cheesy and cringe, but, you know, World is of Charisma. It just kind of works. And another Alan Averill fronted project, his main band, Primordial. I kind of went through their discography, their records I'm not familiar with, and was listening to a third record, A Spirit of the Earth Aflame, who, when I saw them in November 22, they actually played Gods and Godless, which is the second song, one of the best Primordial songs ever, as well as the title track, which is very good, and the song Burning Season. But this is kind of the record where they kind of found their songwriting, started writing more memorable songs that had these like long, like very good mood pieces, but these long songs, nothing really stuck. So this is kind of where they found their footing in their songwriting style. And last night I listened to Drakoden, who are a newer death doom band, sort of like late 90s. And this is their first record, Where Lovers Mourn. And it's kind of that classic Beauty and the Beast vocals, the high, you know, gothic vocals and the growls and shit. But it's really killer shit. My favorite track would probably be the opening song, which would be Cry of Silence, as well as the song The Solitude, are my favorites, but just really great classic death doom if you're into that style. So that's about all the main shit I've listened to the past.
Fantastic. So let's move forward to the podcast by taking a look back. All the albums we may have missed in the year 2023, or at least that we have found since we've recorded the best of episodes from last year. But before we get into that, we do have one listener suggestion. Rick Rotten, who responded to our Spotify Q&A, said, we totally missed the new quote-unquote Venom release. I'll take his word for it. I haven't listened to it, but also can't really say that I listened to a lot of Venom. But I didn't really see anything from Venom that came out in 2023. Sorry, guy. Moving on, though, to the other albums that we know 100% did release in 2023. I can go ahead and start off with mine. The first one is Black Eucharist. I could be forgiven for missing this. This is a real tier 5 band shit. 135 monthly listeners on Spotify. Their album, In of the Vaticide, is actually fucking phenomenal. Really great traditional black metal, good production quality. It's just pissed off. Vicious. Tracks like Black Ejaculate and Deflowering Jerusalem should give you a pretty good indication of the style of black metal we're looking at here. They're pissed off. They hate Jesus. They make good black metal. Black Eucharist, In of the Vaticide. On the opposite side of the spectrum, The Art of Mankind has completely taken me by surprise here. I've posted them a few times in the Slack channel for my co-host to behold. Holy shit. The ghost hand of Trevor Strand is strong with these dudes. The Art of Mankind's Chaos Bringers album is the finest bits of Nocturnal, Miasma, and Unhallowed Era Black Dahlia Murder distilled into just pure epicness. If even adding a little bit of keys whenever you just need to reach that much higher on the mountaintop. Fantastic Melodeath, soaring harmonies, a little bit of evil. If you love those early Black Dahlia records as much as I do, you're going to absolutely love this record, The Art of Mankind. Check that shit out. Sticking with the kind of Melodeath theme, Runescent. This band is from Japan. So the track that I initially heard from them kind of sounded like Dissection. I was like, oh, a Japanese Dissection worship? I don't think I've ever heard that. But the more and more I listened to their 2023 record, Liquidation, I realized that this band is torn between two worlds. They can't decide whether they want to be Dissection or In Flames. However, as the album goes on and on, they definitely lean much more in the In Flames and Melodeath direction. But that doesn't make it any less of a fun listen. Liquidation from Runescent should definitely be on your radar. Back to the black metal. And all my releases are black metal from here on out. Yeah, I also want to highlight The Cryptic, their record, A Journey to the Darkest Kingdom. The Cryptic is actually from Brazil. And they have this really epic 1990s symphonic style black metal. They also have hashtag spooky black metal castle supremacy vibes. So obviously, as soon as I saw the album cover, I was drawn in. Tracks like A Journey into the Darkest Kingdom and Rotten Wounds of the Blessed are fantastic. Now, 7 tracks, 1 hour and 10 minutes. So definitely taking you on a journey here. So if you don't have a lot of time, maybe this isn't the one you want to check out, but it is worth checking out, I promise. Also with a new record is Vargrave, called The Nighthold. Vargrave comes to us from Finland.
Yep.
Potentially dubious associations on the part of the band.
They have a vocalist, Satanic War Master. Which,
yes, I believe they're signed to Werewolf Records, which is
That's his label. Okay. Master guy. That's all his shit.
Werewolf Records has some dubious associations of its own. So if you like your metal to be 100% clean of any NSBM allegations, then this is not the band for you. Great Keys, their record, Reign in Supreme Darkness from 2019, is fucking killer. This record, The Nighthold, is great too. Not quite as cool as Reign in Supreme Darkness, but if their brand of symphonic black metal ever tickled your fancy back in the day, I think you'll find that this one is another quality release in that same vein. 2 records left. One is a record you may have on your list as well, Richard. I know you posted it in the Slack channel, and that's The Weight of Remembrance from Tribunal. It is a female-fronted black doom band. Really interesting vibe on this one. So it's mostly a doom metal. So I guess blackened doom metal might be the most appropriate way to describe it. But the way they use the black metal to accent their doom metal is actually really fun, refreshing.
Yeah.
I saw this album on a lot of best of 2023 lists. And while I wouldn't go that far, it's cool. Don't get me wrong. It's definitely worth being on your radar. It's definitely worth a listen. I'm not going to say it's like album of the year quality. Maybe when the sound is a little more refined, they could definitely trim just a little bit when it comes to some song lengths, but you know, whatever. It's good stuff. Tribunal's The Weight of Remembrance. Yes. And finally, can't believe I missed this record because it's so fucking cool. It's The Ritual from Triglav or Triglav. I don't know, however you want to pronounce that name. No, Triglav sure. Comes to us from Tuscany, but now they're located in Norway. They focus mostly on murder, horror, death, insanity, yada, yada, yada. They're named after a mountain in Slovenia. What you want to know is tracks like The Evocation. Holy fucking shit. The Plague. Fucking killer. This is just all killer, no filler, balls to the wall, black metal. Super melodic, super epic, but not in like a really pretty, overly fantastical way. This gets right to the point. Ripping. 7 tracks, 31 minutes. Does not fuck around. And you're going to want to listen to this over and over and over again. The Evocation, track 2. Man, as soon as I get off this podcast, I'm going to listen to it again. Triglav, The Ritual. Check that shit out. I'm sad I missed it. It 100% should have been on the best black metal releases of 2023 and might have squeezed in on the top 10 overall list. That's how good this record is. Released in February 17th of last year. So kind of got buried in the myriad of other releases, but this is why we're going to push the Blackest of the Black 2024 to 40 releases to cut down on the badass black metal that we miss. Richard, what records were you sad to have missed in 2023 that you want to atone for and let the listeners know about?
Well, there's a couple I want to include on my list, but just the other shit was so great. But I'm going to start off with the band that is actually on my best of 2022, and that would be Crypt Worm with their new record, Oozing Radioactive Vomition, I believe they pronounce it. But basically, the only difference is a the same gurgly caveman death metal, roughly about 32 to 36 minutes long, 6 tracks. The only difference is they added a second guitar player. Production's like a tad bit better. But if you like the first record, you're going to fucking love this shit. So I can't recommend
it. Oozing Radioactive Vomition. Like vomit. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. There's just great song titles like the title track, Miasmatic Photid Odor, and Engulfed by Gurgling Purge Fluids. Just nasty, raw, gross fucking shit that I can't recommend enough. And that's from Misako Unojo. They do a lot of work with Dark Descent. They'll do the European releases for them. So another killer death metal album that kind of just came out of nowhere, like right near the end of the year, was Vomitory. They're from the early 2000s, Metal Blade, Swedish death metal band. Not reinvent the wheel, just meat and potatoes. But this record, All Heads Are Gonna Roll, which I assume is a play on Judas Priest. The Heads Are Gonna Roll is one of the best Judas Priest songs ever. But this song, 10 tracks, just meat and potatoes, killer fucking death metal. My favorite tracks, the title track, Ode to the Meat Saw, and Raped, Strangled, Sodomized, Dead. And really fairly catchy as well. So they're playing at Maryland Death Fest this year. Very excited to see them live. Continuing with the death metal trend here is a band who I've got to see twice. And they're signed to Profound Lore, Cruciamentum. The new album's called Obsidian Refraction. And it came out in November. Just didn't get a chance to get around to it. And they've added Matt Hefner from Oath of Cruelty and Imprecation on drums, and Chris Eakes, who's actually from Starkville, Mississippi, playing Hollowed Idols, a bunch of Gulf Coast death metal bands. So he's doing some vocals on here. And Dan Lodes, who's the main guitarist vocalist, he's done a lot of mix and mastering shit the studio in the UK. But this record's just killer. And the opening track, Charnel Passages, which is the name of the previous album, Necropolis of Obsidian Mirrors, and Drowns, is this dark, evil death metal, kind of incantation, a little bit of doom, not too much. So I would put it in the Death Doom territory, but just really killer sick shit. You know, that style of Death Doom.
Cruciamentum is 100% Diocletian level anti music.
I'd say it's a little more memorable, like that, like a panache more memorable than Diocletian. But I kind of get where you're coming from, though.
I mean, I'm not hating on it. I really like it. Don't get me wrong, but it's like muddy, rough, disgusting.
Yeah, straight up.
It's kicks in the teeth.
Very much so. And this band here, we actually reviewed on the pod back like two years ago. I can never say it right. Stortregen. Stortregen, their album Fititude, which came out in October. Didn't really hear much from it, but it's on the Artisan Era, which put out their last ship. But this I like a lot. They definitely pushed the technicality of this record, like really pushed that shit to the forefront. I would say almost to an extent to it takes away the songwriting a bit because they're all like Spanish guitars and floppy flop bass. But it's really sick, though. I like it a lot. The tracks like A Lost Battle Rages On, Rise of the Insidious, and De Inferno Solis fucking rip. So if you're a fan of the previous records, you'll like this. If you know, a lot more technicality, but
you heard it, flamenco and floppy flop. Start rigging.
Yeah, pretty much. And band I was supposed to see, me and Duel were supposed to see this year, last year, Prophecy Fest, of Saturnus return on the new record, The Storm Within. And this is really classic Death Doom in the vein of November's Doom, Swallow the Sun, stuff of that nature. The title track Rules and the track Eventide, which the vocalist does a duet with Paul Kerr, the vocalist of November's Doom. So a really killer classic Death Doom, which came out of Prophecy Productions, who run Prophecy Fest, needless to say. And this would be almost out of the Death Doom, the Death Metal territory. Cruelty, this is another band I've listened to the past week. Untopia from Japan, also on Profound War. Just really sick, scuzzy, autopsy-ish Death Doom stuff. Just fucking rules. The track Harder Than Before, which I believe is a single, Burn the System, and Manufactured Sanity, just rip, roll, Gillis to it. Kicks ass. Last but not least, released the Death Doom stuff, is another band that I've discussed the pod before, Convocation. And this new album's called The Dawn of Caligneous Night. Now, the first record I reviewed in 2020, and it was really from the first Funeral Doom records I listened to that liked, but then I found a lot better shit. So I kind of put that album to the side. But this new one, I'd say, improves on everything. I thought it was a little mid about that record. It makes it even better. Like, the keyboards sound great. There's, like, female vocals. The sadness is more sad. The heavy is more heavy. The death row vocals are more guttural. And great atmospheres, the complete package for that style. The opening track, Graveless Yet Dead, and the track Leper and Derelicts. The songs really stood out to me. But phenomenal stuff here in that style. And
No Dawn for the Caligneous Night.
Yes, that's the one. And this band topped a lot of in the year list as well. And they're unsigned, which blows my fucking mind. Somebody just scoop these fuckers up. Zoth. XOTH, the album Exogalactic. This is straight up black metal, like black metal, death metal, thrash, a little bit of power metal. Like, it's just uber technical, just high energy the whole time, no slow songs, just like go, go, go. But for it being so technical, the songs are really memorable. And it's really good stuff. The opening track, Reptilian Blood Sport, the Parasitic Orchestra, Saga of the Blade, just really killer stuff. And I hope these guys get a push or get a nice killer tour or some Metal Blade relapse that picks this band up, because these guys deserve a push. They fucking rule. And another band that has been a record in years, Scar Symmetry. They're about 9 years since their last record.
The Melodeath band?
Yes. The Singularity Phase 2 Xenotaph with an X. And it's a concept record about aliens, you know, alien hybrids, or that type of sci-fi shit. But really killer stuff. My friend Paul made the joke that the lead vocals sound very boy bandish, which I can kind of see. But it's just catchy, super polished melodic death metal. If you liked the previous Scar Symmetry, especially 9 years from releases, I think you're going to dig this one. The opening track, Chrononautilus, the single Scorch Quadrant and the epic closer Xenotaph just fucking rule, if you're into that style.
Sick.
And last but not least, a band I've wanted to check out for years, they dropped a new record, is this band of Isol. The album's called Anisadora. They're like a kind of epic doom metal band from Sweden, very much in the Candlemass, that type of stuff, though. Last couple weeks, they've kind of, you know, a little more death growls for kind of like the My Dying, early My Dying Bride thing. But songs like Forgive Me, Twisted Games, and In Abundance, just really great, classic, mournful, heavy doom. And it's not too much death growls where they're implemented. They really have oomph to them, and it's not overkill. So if you want some classic style doom with a little bit of heavy in there, growl wise, I would definitely recommend Isol. I definitely want to go back to their previous records and like six other albums. Going to dive back in their back catalog.
Well, that should do it for what we missed in 2023. If there's anything that we missed, this is your last chance to let us know. You can let us know at thefundamentalistpodcast@gmail.com, or you could just simply tell us on our Spotify page, and we'll read it out like we did earlier today. We would love to hear from you. Let's close out this episode now by taking a look forward. The releases that we're most looking forward to in 2024. But we're also just going to kind of give you a big list, a checklist, if you will. Bunch of shit's about to come out. And just because we're not into it, or maybe wouldn't be into it, doesn't mean that maybe you won't be. So we'll see. Starting off in January, Saxon on January 19th has a record coming out called Hell, Fire, and Damnation. Inquisition on the 26th has Veneration of Medieval Mysticism and Cosmological Violence. Yeah, let's hope not. Lucifer also releasing on the 26th, Lucifer 5. I know I've got a few friends who are really, really looking forward to
I checked them out. Shit about that band.
Female fronted doom. Moving on into February, we have new releases from Artillery, a live album anyway, Enterprise Earth, Ghoul, Necro Wretch, and Persephone. We also have stuff coming out from Les Claypool, and for me, the most anticipated record of February, it comes out on February 16th, and that is the self-titled Isan record. The man can do no wrong. Looking forward to hearing what his next offering of aggressive black metal sounds like. You may remember from a few episodes ago, we reviewed the latest single from Austrian Death Machine. Well, their full-length release, Quad Brutal, releases on February 23rd, alongside Borknagar's Fall, Darkest Hours, Perpetual Eye Terminal, and good one single of my most anticipated records of the entire year, February 23rd, also marks the return of Job for a Cowboy with Moon Healer. Super stoked to hear what that record sounds like. The single was killer, really whet the appetite. Man, it's been so long since they've been around, and they really were one of my favorite bands back in the day. So I'm really happy to see them back. March is a very classic heavy metal tinged month. We got releases from Bruce Dickinson, Doro, Ministry, as well as Judas Priest. Judas Priest's Invincible Shield releases on March 8th. March 15th also sees releases from Necrophobic and Dragon Force. And on the 22nd, we get new Ailstorm. And on the 29th, we get the new Absence, entitled simply The Absence. That's about it as far as records go where we have a firm release date. However, there's a bunch of bands that we know are working on new material who have said that their records should come out in 2024. That includes bands like Abigail Williams, Armored Saint, Anthrax, The Black Dahlia Murder, as well as a ton of others. Richard, I don't want to totally dominate the segment here,
yeah,
but
it's all good.
What are you really looking forward to hearing in the year 2024? And why is it that new Nile record, bro?
When was the last Nile record? Like 4 fucking years ago? It's been a hot minute. There's a couple of things looking forward to this year. One band I'm waiting for fucking ever to put out a new record is the black and death metal horde from Ireland, Virkalak. They're going to put a record for a million fucking years at this point, but finally announced it in December. The new record, Veneration, is going to be out on February 23rd this year on Dark Descent, of course, with all their other albums released on. So very excited to hear that one. as well as the new Spectral Voice, which is a death doom band featuring two members of Blood Incantation. So they'll actually be playing MDF performing this new record entitled Sparagmos, how you pronounce it. Therefore, the whole record's entirety of MDF. So that would be really cool to see that. So really killer stuff. As well as, that's stuff really I just confirmed that I have. But Deicide of Regret coming out, Banished by Sin. They dropped a single on Christmas. Nothing you wouldn't expect from Deicide. So, but they did add Taylor Nordberg of the Absence to
nice
their guitar playing. So should be killer. It's off the label called Rising Phoenix Music, which I guess is a new label that just started up. This will be their 13th record. So I'm sure that'll be at least good at the minimum. As well as Crypt Sermon, named a great classic
doom-style
band. Who I'll also be seeing at MDF. Very excited for that. They're working on some new shit. Should be out probably the latter half of this year. Favorite of mine, Melakesh, working on a new EP now. So that should be out later this year. We'll be seeing at MDF as well. Big fan. I'm tattooing me for stoked for that shit. Rotting Christ, they've been in the studio. That'll be out later this year.
Should be New Testament. There should be New Testament as well.
Oh, sure. Yeah, New Testament as well. Should be. Goddamn. So, what was the last one? Titans of Creation?
Yeah. That was a couple years ago, 2021, 2022. I mean, they're on such a winning streak so far. Like, it'll be another killer slab of classic thrash.
Yeah. I thought Titans of Creation was all right. I thought Brother of the Stake was a little better personally, but I liked it though. I mean, again, because they've come back from, they've had no real stinker. One may be better than the other, but it's not like, wow, this is complete fucking dog shit. Why did you put this out? See, Mulder, they worked some new shit. So that should be out later this year on Prosthetic Records. And a band who has put out my favorite record of 2019, Oath of Cruelty, probably working on some new stuff in the studio, should be on Dark Descent. Show it later this year, which is Matt Hefner, who drums a new Cruciamenta record. That's his main band. So, and last but not least, I have this death doom band, newer one called Mother of Graves, really killer. They were on Wise Blood Records. They recently signed to Profound Lore. So they're working on some new stuff and should be out later this year. So I'm really stoked to hear that.
We saw from social media posts that Down is working on new material. No telling if this is the long awaited Down 4 part 3, or if they're just going to not do the rumored 4-part EP of Down 4 and just move on and finally create Down 5. Who knows? They didn't really give us a whole lot of information other than they're working on new Down material and they've got a few more songs. King Diamond has a new record coming out called The Institute. I think that should come out towards the back half of the year, August, September, but it's not firm. You're not looking forward to new Killswitch Engage? Those are your boys.
They're my boys, but I'm kind of looking forward to it. I mean, they've been kind of fucking around like we're going to do it. Actually, Adam just did a new project with Howard Jones, the replacement to Jesse. So I'm actually kind of more excited to hear that than a new Killswitch Jesse record, to be honest with you. But I'm going to check it out either way.
So. I think there should be a new Sodom record coming out as well, new Suicidal Tendencies, as well as new Warbringer. Should be an absolute packed year for heavy metal. Rotting Christ as well, Satyricon. Yeah, there's a bunch of big names that could be coming out this year. And that's not to mention the stuff from the underground that may or may not come out. We already mentioned them, but I'm hugely looking forward to that Black Dahlia Murder release. I saw Brian Esbuck post on his Instagram that the songs are decimating. So, I mean, obviously you're going to speak highly of your upcoming release, but man, I just need to hear what they sound like now. Yeah, sans Trevor. But having Brandon Ellis and Ryan Knight.
And Ryan Knight, too. This is so
together.
Sick, dude.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, I got to catch this shit live, man. I missed them twice. They played around here. Just haven't had the money or like other prior engagements. I made a fucking go. I really want to see that shit, man.
I mean, part of me thinks it could just be Black Dahlia by Numbers, which would be a pretty safe and totally understandable choice to do on your first record without Trevor. And then you kind of experiment. But it could also just be guitar porn. and so different.
That's what I'm hoping for, dude.
Yeah, absolutely. Me too. I can't wait. Can't wait. I'm going to love it regardless, I think, just because I'm a stan, but that's just how it goes. Hoping to get new Ultha or maybe even some Derveg on our Fryhite. Probably too soon for new Ultha. They just put shit out in 2022 and they're touring this year, but Derveg put out in 2021. So it's about that time, boys. And if their release is anything near as good as any of their other stuff, especially their latest Nocturne, I'm going to absolutely fucking love it. What about you guys? I already gave you the email early in the episode, and I'll give it to you again, thefundamentalistpodcast@gmail.com. Let us know what you're looking forward to in the year 2024. Richard, any final words for the listeners at home?
Actually, one, new Shadows Fox is working on some music, actually. I would love to hear some Shadows Fox. That's one band I forgot to mention earlier. But
are those dreads still growing?
They're still growing. They're actually playing a show up here on March. They're doing The War Within Start to Finish, their kind of breakthrough album and like a greatest kind of hit set. I was going to go, but the support acts are trash, like Fit for an Autopsy, like two other unknown bands. Like,
man, those dreads have got to be like to the floor by now.
They are. They're definitely grayer. When I saw that reunion show in December 21, played, it was fucking Jesus. Great.
God, yeah, his neck's got to be fucked. That's like where, like, hauling around 20 pounds of hair. Just
seriously. But yeah, stuck here's New Shadows Fall. But minus that, though, feel rejuvenated, you know, especially, you know, just my view of metal's whole, because it's very much kind of collecting CDs, the past, kind of filling gaps. It's very focused on the past, a lot of last year. So I'm very excited for new music this year, even like catching up on more shit for 2023. So very excited to revitalize, you know, do 110%, pump out even more quality content than we did last year, keep the fucking train rolling.
Absolutely. This will be the final 2023 related segment, though, going forward. So you could do your own 2023 research and it can show up in what you've been listening to. But that's it. We are finally closing the book on 2023, just a week later than most everyone else did. But, you know, it's a service for you, dear listener. Stuff, we're all human. We all miss stuff. And we just want to make sure that you have as much quality heavy metal to listen to as humanly fucking possible. I don't have anything else to say other than that. Thank you so much for listening. We can't wait to make more and more content for you, as Richard said, in the year 2024. Thank you for making the Fundamentalist Podcast a part of your life. And we'll speak with you next time.